Carlos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is my cut and daf chaf. We're here at the bottom of Yud Testament Beis. Last thing we said yesterday was if Rochmal Aslan person passes away on Chol HaMoed or Yontif. So the question is, do the days of the Yontif, do the days of the Regel count towards his Shloshim? So Rabbah had said to him, the last thing Rabbah said to Abaye, Abaye asked Rabbah that question. So Rabbah said, Eino Ola, right, it does not count. And again, if a person passes away on the Yontif. So the question is, right, does that count? So he said, it doesn't. And then obviously you start counting afterwards. Now the problem with that is, as Esve, we have a couple, we're going to have a couple of questions on that. And in the end, we're actually, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to disprove that. But either way, it says Esve. We're three lines up on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're asking this question on Rabbah's answer, Rabbah's Pshat, that Eino Ola, that if a person passes away on Chol HaMoed, or let's say, so the days of the Yontif do not count towards Shloshim. So Esve asks you a question. Our Kovres Meso Shneyam Kodim Regel. The Rizah says if a person buries a relative 2 days before the Regel, so Mona Chamishiyam Machar Regel. Right? We don't pass him like this, but he would count 5 days after the Yontif to finish off the Shiva. Now it's not exactly the same Shiva as we normally know, right? As the Brisa continues and explains, Umalachtu Nasasai Deachirim, that other people can do malacha for him, the Avadavu Shivchosov Osim Bitsina Besoch Beso, and his servants can do malacha for him inside his house if no one's watching. Being Rabbi Misaskin Emo, and people don't come to visit him, right? Should Kfar Nisask Boba Regal, because they already came and visited him during the Regal, because again, it was theoretically, according to this price at least, right, the Shiva was kind of taking place on a very limited scale, right, during the Regal. Kilo Shal Dabra, this is not the question yet. Kol Shu Mishum Evel Regal Mafsiko, Kol Shu Mishum Eske Rabbi Mein Regal Mafsiko, that the rule is that if anything that is Avelus on himself, right, anything, Mishum Evel, Mishum, anything that's going to affect him for his own mourning, so then the regal stops. But anything that is iskei rabim, that other stuff, or that other people have to do, right, is not going to stop. Meaning, iskei rabim, the master's obligation towards him coming to visit him, right, during shiva, right, that people should do, says the brisa. Now we obviously don't have any shiva on the regal, but that's what the brisa says. Now again, we're looking for a case where this guy, a person passed away on the regal. We haven't gotten to the kasha yet. Right, so kivur shloshi yabim besofa regal. Now here, finally, we get to that case. Not finally, but we get to that case. If a person, let's say, passed away 3 days before the end of a regal, so mona shiva achar regal, so shiva starts after Yom Tov. No, I'm so sorry. No, mona shiva achar regal arba yamim. So how do you read that? Sorry. No, I'm sorry. Mona shiva achar regal, meaning the shiva is after, counts after, is after the regal. Arbayam harishonim rabbi misaskin bo. In the first 4 days, people come and visit, but shloshiyam ma'achronim ain't rabbi misaskin bo. Right, but the three last days, people don't come and visit because she kvar nisasku baregal, because they already came to him to visit on the Yontif. Forget it, because the person passed away 3 days before the regal finished. It 3 days before the regal ended. The regal ololo, and the regal, and this is the kasha now, the regal counts. Now, my love, what does that mean? Regal ololom. Obviously, when we say the regal counts, it means for shloshim, because you already worked out the math for the shiva. Right? So regal ololo, the regal counts for him. Now, which case is that talking about? We had two cases. One case where the guy died 2 days before Yom Tov, and one the case where he died 3 days before Yom Tov ended. So my lava seifa, isn't it talking about the second case where the guy died on Yom Tov, and you're telling me that the regal is ololo, that the regal does count, and we see that Rabbah is wrong, and that the days of the holiday do count towards Shloshim? The Gemara says, Lo Aresha. No, it was going on the first case of the Brisa, when it said that a person died 2 days before the regal started. So that's not our case. So that's not a stira to Rabbah's opinion at all. But Esve had another kasha, regal living in Shloshim. The regal, the Brisa says clearly that the regal counts for Shloshim. Ketzad, in what case? As the Brisa says clearly, kavru betchilas haregel. Let's say they buried him at the beginning of the holiday, right? At the first day of the holiday, right? So mona shiva achar haregel. So he counts shiva after the regel. And then people, right? That second shiva, the shiva that happens after the regel, right, as opposed to the shiva that's on the regel. For the shiva that after the regel, people can do malacha for him. Like we saw before, his servants could do work for him. And they don't come and visit because they already came and visited the regel. For regel ololo, and the regel counts for him. Right, so you see very clearly the regel ololo, right, that it counts for him. So that's sure enough. The Gemara says Tiyufta, right? That okay. There's nothing you could do with that. That says very clearly the cases the guy died on the regel. So that's against Rav Ashita, and clearly we see that the regel does count. The days on the holiday do count towards Shloshim. Kiyosa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afil Kuvru Beregel. Right, Rabbi said sure enough when Ravin came, he said that Rabbi Yochanan also holds like that. That even if he buried the person on the regel, so regel Ol Laminin Shloshim, that the regel counts for Shloshim. V'chein Ori La Le Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Pidas Berei. Afilu kivur beregel, and also so too Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Pidas' son that this is the halacha as well. Tan Rabbanan will learn that b'risa. Kiyem kfiyas hamita shlusha yam kodem haregel. If a person did, again, if you remember kfiyas hamita, is that back in the day they would overturn their beds because it was just a way of having the beds be less comfortable. Nowadays it doesn't really work for us because our beds really don't function if you would turn them over, but we don't do that anymore. But if you did this halachic requirement of overturning the bed, fulfilling some part of Shiva, and for 3 days before the regal, and it's Rech Lechfoso Achar Regal. You don't, Dev Rabbi Elazar. You don't have to do that after the regal, meaning the regal cancels all the halachos of Shiva. But Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'achas. And this is how we paskin, even a moment's worth of Shiva before the, what's it called, before the regal hits, the regal will cancel the Shiva. Now, just to point out, if I'm not mistaken, the Chazal point out from the fact that the Brisa says, Kiyem Kfiyas Hamita, right? If someone was Mekayim, one of the halachos of Shiva, right? A person has to actually be Mekayim, one of the halachos of Shiva. It's not just, if I'm not mistaken, again, I haven't learned these halachos in a bit, but if I'm not mistaken, it's not just based on the burial. The person also has to be knowing some of the halachos. So I guess if in a real time crunch, if the person was buried right up until Shkia, and the Krovim didn't have a chance to observe any of the halachos of Avelus, it could be that the Avelus would not be canceled. But again, in most scenarios where a person, Rahman al-Islam, passes away with that in that window, right, they do have an ability to observe one or two of the halachos, and the Yontif will cancel the Shiva. Okay. Amar Belozer Rabbi Shimon, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Shammai, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. That's a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We just said, whether it's 3 days or one day, that's a Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai Omrim Shlosh Yomim, Beis Hillel Omrim Afilu Yom Echad. Right, again, you see that Machlokes lines up Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as well. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rami La, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Lul Rav Huna. Okay, either whoever the discussion went, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'achas, again, they paskin like the Chachamim, even if it's one moment. Rava, Amar Rava says, Ah, Ketana Yidan, Amar Shlosha. The halacha is like our Tana that says is, hey, you have to keep 3 days before Yontif, 3 days of Shloshim for Yontif to cancel Shiva. Sorry, you have to keep 3 days of Shiva for Yontif to cancel Shiva. Ravina, Ikla, the Surah, the Pras, right, he went to Surah, and Amar Leis, Rav Chaviva, the Ravina, Hilcha Samai, he said, what's the halacha? Amar Leis, Afilu Yomecha, the halacha is Afilu, even one day, Afilu Shah Achas, even if it's one moment. The regal will cancel the Shiva. Yosef, Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchok, Nafcha, they were all sitting around, and Nikloy, Akila, Rabbi Yitzchok, Ben Elazar. They were sitting around, not Nikloy, not that they went to visit, but they were sitting on like the outside area. The Akila is like an outside area of the house, like a chatzer, or merpes, or whatever. So, Nafik, Milsa, Mibinaihu, and they ask a Shaila, right, that's the following shayla. It says minyan la avelus minayin. Minyan la avelus shiva. Minyan la avelus shiva. You can tell it's midnight, right? Minayin la avelus shiva. Well, how do you know that shiva, right, is seven? That avelus is shiva. That avelus is 7 days. Right? Because the pasuk says va'fachti chagichem la avel, that you I will overturn your chag. I'll turn that your chag. Rechmal alatzlan lo alein. That's already a pasuk in Amos. Right, not in Echa, but it says that Kosh Baruch is threatening Am Yisrael that he'll turn our Chagim into Avelus. So you see there's a connection between the Chagim and Avelus. Machag Shiva av Avelus Shiva. Just like a Chag is 7 days, so too Avelus is 7 days. Apologies to all people living in Chutz La'aretz, but Jewish holidays, 7 days. Everybody, I always say, you got to try the 7 day thing. You got to try the 1 day thing. Once you go 1 day, you don't do it if you don't go back. Anyway, weiter. The Ema Tzeres Dechad Yom. The Gemara says, 1 second, I'll give you a holiday that's only 1 day. Wait, what about Shavuos? So why isn't Avelus 1 day? So who me boy like the Reish Lagish? Because that teaches me, we do learn from Shavuos something about Avelus, but not this. The Amar Reish Lagish, as Reish Lagish said, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Minayin L'Shmur Rechoka She'inu Nehegas El Yom Echad. How do you know that a Shmur Rechoka, if a person heard, as we're going to discuss in a second, if a person did not hear of relatives passing immediately, but it was after some time, so how do you know that that person will only keep 1 day of Avelus? Right, he says that we connect Avelus to the Chag. Chag. And we see that Shavuos, which is one day, that will indicate, that will tell us, you know, how much Avelus this person will keep. Now, if you're wondering what the difference is between a Shmua, well, we're going to see a Shmua Krova and a Shmua Rechoka. We're going to see that right now. Tanur Bava Lunda Braisa. Shmua Krova Noheges Shiva Ushloshim. If a person hears very close to the person's passing, about his relative's passing, he keeps Shiva and Shloshim. Shmua Rechoka, Ein Noheges Eliyom Akon. Shmua Rechoka, right, if it's delayed, if he heard about it after a certain amount of time, so then he's only going to keep one day. The Gemara immediately asks, Ezuhi Krova, Ezuhi Rechoka. Okay, how long after a person passes away is that considered to be a Shmua Krova or a Shmua Rechoka? So Krova Basok Shloshim, Rechoka Laka Shloshim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says the barometer is 30 days. If you hear before 30 days after a person's passing, Shivin Shloshim. If afterwards, then you're only going to keep one day. V'chachamim Omrim, Aka Shmua Krova, V'aka Shmua Rechoka, Noheges Shivo Shloshim. They disagree. It doesn't matter when you hear about, when a person hears about a relative passing, he's going to keep Shiva and Shloshim. By the way, like, we keep on saying Shiva and Shloshim, right? Obviously, there is one more halacha here that is not being mentioned, and that's Yud Beis Chodesh, which is only for parents, right? There's also the Shloshim, basically, to paint broad strokes, Shloshim basically becomes 12 months for a parent, but obviously, again, most cases of Avelis is going to be Shiva and just Shloshim, and then that's it. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanu, Rabbi Yochanan, Mikol Makom Shata, Motzi Yochid, Mekil, Rabbi Machmirim, Halach Karabim. Anytime you see a Yochid being Mekil, and the majority being Machmir, so Halach is like the majority, we're going to be Machmir. Chutz Mizu, except for this case. Shaval Pish, Rabbi Kiva, Mekil, Machachamim, Machmirim, even though Rabbi Kiva is Mekil and says that a Shmur Rechoka is one day, and the Chachamim are Machmir, we say that a Shmur Rechoka is 70, Shivin Shloshim, so then Halacha Rabbi Kiva, the Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, Amar Shmuel, again, as we keep on seeing, Halacha Kedivri Mekil, but Avel, that we always try to be Mekil by Halachas of Avel, so the Halacha of the Shmur Rechoka is one day of Avelis. Rabbi Chanina Asya, Lei Shmua da Avua Bebecho Zoi. Right, he heard a Shmua about his father. Right, for meaning from Asa Lei Shmua da Avua Bebecho Zoi. Right, meaning that he heard about his father's passing. Meaning, okay. Meaning he was in Beis Chozai, or maybe he was from Beis Chozai. Okay, either way, that's a town. Okay, either way, Rechanina basically heard about his father's passing. Shmua Rechoka. Also, the commander of Chista, Amar Lei Shmua Rechoka, Einu Noheges El Yom Echad. He came to Rav Chista, and he told him, "No, you only keep one day of Avelis." Rav Nasan Bar Ami also Lei Shmua the Ime Mebechozai. Apparently, this is where they were living, right? Old age home, like down in Florida, whatever. So Rav Nasan Bar Ime found about Bar Ami found about his mother's passing, and it was a Shmua Rechoka. So also the commander of Ravi went to Rav and Amar Lei, and he said, "Harei Amru Shmua Rechoka Einu Noheges El Yom Echad Bilvad." And sure enough, he said again that a Shmua Rechoka only is going to keep one day. Eisvei, that's a question. One second, that's only right when we're talking about the five Meisei Mitzvah, which is again, those are the people that a person is chayav to have a velus for, right? Mother, not parents. Because we're going to see not parents in a second, but the five other ones, meaning that really there are seven that a Kohen has to be Matami for. So excluding the parents, it's brother, sister, son, daughter, or wife. So that's only for the, meaning when you say that Shmur Rechoka is one day, like the Brisa says, that's only for the five other relatives, the brother, sister, daughter, son, wife. Aval Aviv Al Imo, but about parents, so then Shivin Shloshim. Then he says Shivin Shloshim, what's going on over here? Why did those two Amorayim sit only one day? So Amar Lei, he said back to him, "No, Yichidai. That's a Das Yachid. Those Shvuil on Kavasi, we don't hold like that." Titania is willing to raise a Maisu Mace Aviv Shal Rabbi Tzadok beGinzak. Rabbi Tzadok's father passed away in Ginzak. Vodiyu Lacha Shalosh Shana. They told him 3 years later. Uba Shalosh Elisha Ben Avuya went to Rabbi Elisha Ben Avuya. It was the Kainim Sheimo and his Kainim Armu, and they said, "No, Shivu Shloshim. That you keep seven Shivu Shloshim." But Shemais Benosha Rabbi Achya. Meaning that was Elisha ben Avuya's shita, and that's a das yachid. Because Shemais Benosha Rabbi Achya Bagola, and when Rabbi Achya's son Rachman al Tzlan passed away, Yashav alav shivu shloshim, when he kept seven, obviously the 7 days of shiva, right, and shloshim. So the question is, ain't that really true? V'horav Rav Bar Achva Barachua, sorry, the Rabbi Chia, the Abu Bar Achti Rabbi Chia, right? Rav was both the son of Rabbi Chia's brother and sister. How does that work? Because they were halves. They were halves, or they were steps. I don't remember. We talked about it. It comes up in a couple of places in Shas. I forget if they're. Yeah, we had it in Pesachim. It says Daf Dalet over there. Okay, and earlier the Masechta, if I'm not mistaken, also. All right. Either way, I forget if they were halves or steps, but either way, they were obviously allowed to marry each other. Ah, Rashi has it over here. I mean, the Rebbe Asa Mikafri Nasa Leia Vohu Menu Ivo. Right. So okay, Rebbe Acha had a son named Ivo. Then he married someone else named Rachel and had a daughter, who had a daughter. So they were steps, right? And therefore, from that union, meaning, and Ivo married this girl who was a stepsister of his father's second wife. That's a stepsister, right? Yeah, stepsister. So that's right, and that's how they Rabbi Chias. That's how he was related to both his sister Ivo married. Yeah, okay. What, I'm spending too much time on this, but either way, he was Rav was the son of Rabbi Chias' brother and sisters. Anyway, Kisal Glasam when he went to there, Amarlei Abakayim. So Rabbi Chias asked, "Is your father alive?" Right, and Amarlei Imakayemis. So he kind of said, like, well, why don't you ask me about my sister? About my mother, which was his sister. Amarlei Imakayemis. So he said, okay, is your mother alive? So Amarlei said back to him, well, Abakayem, why don't you ask me about my father? So apparently he understood that both of them had passed away. So Amarlei Shame, so he said to his servant, Chalutz Li Minali, Voluch Acharei Kli Keli, the Beis HaMerchatz. So basically, Rabbi Chia said that okay, so take my shoes off. Meaning he acted out. He held one of the halachos of an avel. Obviously, avelim are not allowed to wear shoes. So then he went and said okay, and meet me at the bathhouse, which is obviously aser for an avel. So shemamino tlas. We learned three halachos from this brisa. Shemamino avel aser bedinas asandal. Right, obviously an avel can't wear shoes. Shemamino shmur rechoka inon heges el yom echad. Right, we see that again. It was a shmur rechoka. It was after many 30 days at least. Right, so he only kept one day. And also shemamino mitzisam kikulo. Right, we hold that right, just part of a day counts as one day. So Rabbi Chia only kept avelus one of the halachos for a few minutes. Then he went straight to the bathhouse and he was done. So again, that seems we said before that Rabbi Achya kept Shivan Shloshim for her brother, and now you're telling me that Rabbi Chia kept Shivan Shloshim, kept only one day. So Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Chia luchud, Rabbi Achya luchud. Well, they hold differently. Rabbi Chia is not Rabbi Achya, right? And you get confused in the names. Right? Again, usually the Gemara doesn't give that kasha, but okay, the Seder. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Avid, Shama Shmua Krova Baregel. If a person hears a shmua krova on the regal, meaning it's within 30 days on the antif, ulmotzei regal not just rechoka, and after the regal, it's going to end up being a shmua rechoka. It's after 30 days. Then ololo, ela yom echad. So that counts. It counts as a shmua rechoka. He only keeps one day. Tani Rabbi Ada demin kesari kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Shama shmua krova b'shabbes ulmotzei shabbes not just rechoka. Right. I'll tell you one better. He said if you hear it on Shabbos. That it's literally the 30th day, and it would be the 30th day on Shabbos, but on Motzei Shabbos, it turns into Shmur Rechoka, Tzeinu Nehu Egel Yom Echad, he only keeps one day. Right, that's obviously a greater Chiddush, because as we said, a Regel, right, we don't really have any halachos of Avelos, and even knocks out Avelos. And Shabbos, we keep Devarim Shabbat Sina. Okay, but that's obviously worth a deeper look in terms of if you're studying the halachos. Korea, oh, Eno Korea, what's the deal with Kriya? Well, obviously, if a person hears about a relative passing away, Rachman al-Islan, so obviously it's a chiyuv of Kriya. Machlok is whether you do it at the time when you hear or right before the Levaya. Okay, I think the custom nowadays, more or less, in most cases, is to do it before the Kriya, before the Levaya, before the burial. Some people do it, if I'm not mistaken, right, the Shas Shmiya, but what about a Shmur Rechoka? What about after 30 days, do you tear Kriya? So Rabbi Mani says, so Eno Korea, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Korea, right? Machlokes Rabbi Mani and Rabbi Chanina. Amar Le Rabbi Mani, the Rabbi Chanina, he said, Bishlam Aladidi, I mean, my shita makes sense. Tamina, the Eno Korea, why do I say that you don't tear Korea? Tahino Dolo Ika Avelus Shiva, because there's no Shiva. El Dithlab, according to you, Damarta Korea, Kriya below Shiva, mi Ika. Where do you ever see a case of Kriya, right, of tearing Kriya without keeping Shiva? So Kumar says, Velo, what do you mean? You don't see a case like that. If I tell you what the Raisa, Isi Avu the Rabbi Zera, Amri La Achva the Rabbi Zera, Kamei the Rabbi Zera, okay, either Isi's Rabbi Zera's father or his brother. Either way, he said, Misha Inlo Cholok Lakroa, if it is Damon Lomotok Shiva, let's say a person doesn't have a shirt to tear, right, and then he got one during Shiva, Korea. Then he tears Korea. La'achar Shiva, in a Korea. Right, after Shiva, if he, whatever reason, he gets a shirt that he can tear, right, after Shiva, so he doesn't tear. Ani, what about Ani Rabbi Zera Basrei, and Rabbi Zera answered and told him, when do we say that? That's B'chamisha Mesa Mitzvah. That's by the five other Mesim, brother, sister, wife, son, and daughter. Al Aviv, Al Imo, but on your parents, on a person's parents, so then, Korea, V'holeich, you can tear whatever you want. So again, that's 2 or 3 months later. There's no Shiva, but if a person gets a shirt and he has Avelis for his parents, or for a mother or father, so then that person would tear Kriya. So you do find that Kriya happens outside of Shiva. So Kumar says, Ketanya hi, the chavod of Avivimo. No, because that halacha is just didn't keep it of aim. That's not a din in Avelos. So that's what they said. Who was it? Rabbi Mani says, right, and that's how we paskin. He would say that, what do you mean? Well, how would you ever find a case where you have Kriya without Shiva? Tanar Bible and the Brisa. Kol Amor Parshat Kohanim Shekohen Mitamei Lehem Ova Masabel Lehem. Right, for a Kohen, right, a Kohen is not allowed in general, not allowed to become Tamei. He does become Tamei for 7 relatives. So for those 7, that an Ovel has a Chiyuv to have a Velus for them. Velu Hinen, these are them. Ishto, Aviv, Imo, Achiv, Achoso, Bno, Ubito. Right, wife, mother, father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter. Hosifo Aleim, and the Chazal added Achiv, his brother, Vachoso Abasula, his sister is not married, Meimo on his mother's side, Vachoso Nusua Bein Aviv Bein Imo, and if his sister is married, whether it's from his mother or his father. Ugeshem Shemisabel Aleim, Kach Misabel Ashniyam Shalem, the Rebbe Kiva. And just like a person would sit Shiva for them, they would also sit Shiva for Shniyim, for the second of them. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Avi Aviv, or Ben Beno, right? Meaning two steps removed. Right? If any one of those 7 relatives would sit Shiva for the person who passed away, so too, right, that the person we're talking about, right, would sit Shiva as well. So let's say we're talking about Reuven. So if Yaakov, or let's say, that's not a good example. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers. So Shimon loses a relative that he would have to sit Shiva for, so Reuven would as well. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Inum Sabal El Al Ben Beno Val Avi Aviv. Only for grandson or grandfather. The Chacham say, Kol Shem Sabal Love, Misabal Imo. Anybody who would sit Shiva for him, right, he has to sit Shiva for that person as well. Meaning, just like I explained the Tanakama Shita, anybody, right, again, if Shimon loses a father, so then, even though I guess if they're brothers, that's not a good example. If Shimon would lose, a son, Rachman al-Islam, so then Reuven would sit Shiva as well. So the Gemara says, "Well, Chachamim hadu Tanakama." Well, that's the first, as I said before, right? That's the same shita as I explained at the beginning. But the 3 shitas there, 1 and 3, sound exactly the same. So the Gemara says, "Ikibenayu imu babayis." No, the machlokas is whether you're in the house with that person, meaning, we'll see in a second. Kihad Amar Le Rav Lechia Brei, as Rav said to Lechia's son, Vechein Amar Le Ravuna Le Rav Brei, or to Ravuna said to Rabba, Ba'apa no gavilusa, below apa lota no gavilusa. Meaning, apparently both their wives, meaning in both stories, the wives lost a relative. And all he said, only if you're in her presence do you have to keep avelus. And that's exactly the distinction between the Tanakama, I guess, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to keep a velus straight away, and meaning regardless of where you are. According to Chachamim, so then you would only keep a velus in the presence of that relative who lost a relative who you would have to mourn for. Okay, so Mar Ukva Shachiv Le Bar Chamua. Mar Ukva's Shachiv Le Bar Chamua. Meaning Bar Chamua, the son of his father-in-law. So his brother-in-law passed away, and several of the Mesav Aleha Shiva Shloshim. So he thought to say, again, it's his wife's brother. So he thought to sit Shiva Shloshim. So Al Rav Huna Lagabe, so Rav Huna went to visit him, and Ashkechei, and he found him, and Amalei, what? So Naisa Bayis Lamecha, you want to eat the meal of the mourners, right? The first meal that the mourners usually get after coming back from the cemetery, is paid for by other people. Back in the day, it was you know, they would sit in a small town or a village or whatever it is. People would take chairs out into the street, and the meal would be in the street. It'd be a form of tanchumim, and everybody would bring food. Nowadays, I think that, you know, people are nice, and I think I'm not sure if they realize they're fulfilling a mitzvah or a halacha navelus. But 99.9% of the time, Rachman Atzlan, when the Avelim come back from the Kvura, there's food waiting for them, or food has been ordered, or people are bringing in food, and you know, it's nice to see. But it's definitely one of these halakhas that the first meal should be from other people's money. So anyways, that's what he said. He's like, what that was code phrase for, when Rav Huna said to him, he said, you know, what do you want to eat? The mourner's meal? Meaning, why are you keeping Avelus? Like, what's the deal? Your wife's brother passed away. Why are you keeping Avelus? So Amru, so l'chvod ishto, lo Amru, el l'chvod ishto, el l'chamev v'chamoso. Said that halacha only applies to father-in-law or mother-in-law, but not to brother-in-law, and therefore it's not relevant for you at all. The Tanya is within there, right? So misha meis chamev v'chamoso, if father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, en reshay l'chavos ishto, l'yos kochaz, v'yos prokazes, can't force your wife to put on makeup. Ella, rather, you have to overturn your own bed. The husband overturns his own bed and he keeps Avelis with her. And sure enough, the opposite. If the wife's father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, she can't put on makeup. Rather, she also overturns your bed and keeps Avelis. Another Brisa says that even though the husband can't force the wife to put on makeup, really, we say that she can pour a cup for him and spread out his sheets and make his bed and wash his hands and face or whatever. So the Gemara just says, Kashin HaDadi, what's the deal with those two prices? So the must be that you see that the difference is kan b'chav v'chamoso, kan b'shar krovim shmamina. So it depends on who the avelus is for. If it's for chama v'chamoso, if it's for mother-in-law and father-in-law, really it should be father-in-law, mother-in-law, whatever. So then the husband has to keep avelus with his wife. If it's other krovim, if it's, let's say, a brother-in-law, like we had in the story a second ago, so then really there is no real avelus going on. Tanya Mihachi, really, we also live in a brisa, meaning there's no real avelus for the, let's say, the husband, in the case where the wife's brother-in-law passes away, like we said before. Tanya Mihachi, we also live in a brisa, lo amru l'chvod ishto el l'chamiv v'chamoso bilvad. Right, again, we just learned that it's really just father-in-law and mother-in-law, right? That's really the halacha, and that's for kavod his wife, really. It's not a din and avelus, but just to give kavod to his wife. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.